listen to the podcast, you know that last week we spoke with Dr. Pearl McGee about the National Center for PTSD, about all of the things they're doing as it pertains to PTSD treatment. Well, this week we're going to continue that conversation and talk to Dr. Jason Owen about the mobile apps specifically and all the things his research team is doing as it pertains to the creation of more apps. Dr. Owen, thanks for being here. And before we get too deep, would you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. So I'm a clinical psychologist. I've been at the VA for about four and a half years, and I've worked on the mobile mental health team in the National Center for PTSD. So it's our mission to create mobile apps, to continue maintaining mobile apps that are designed for veterans with PTSD, for their providers, and for their loved ones. So that's our mission.
What brought you to VA? Do you have veterans in your family? You just love this place? How'd you get here?
I have veterans in my family. I've always been interested in public service. I love that we have a service mission. I love what we do, and I see that in all of our employees. It's really nice to see that.
Nice.
So I've really enjoyed working here.
Okay, good. Now you said you've been here about 4.5 years or
That's
so,
right, yeah.
And you work with the mobile. What's it called?
It's the mobile mental health team.
So what is that? What does the mobile mental health team do?
Yeah. So we have a group of people. A lot of people within our center that do lots of different things, including building all kinds of educational materials for veterans, working on our websites, building community provider toolkits, mobile apps, other kinds of products that are designed for veterans. And a lot of those people are interested and have been working on some of our mobile technologies like PTSD Coach, Mindfulness Coach, Prolonged Exposure Coach. We have a lot of apps that touch a lot of different aspects of PTSD. We have a number of core people that work on those products and whose sole focus it is to advance those.
Now, how long has the kind of this move to apps and using apps or even the development of apps as a part of treatment, how long has that been happening with you all?
Since about 2011. So we've been doing it for about 7 years.
Okay.
I think we here at VA Palo Alto have produced more VA mobile apps than anybody else in the country. So we've kind of become a pioneer across VA for doing this. And
right.
we've done it in the service of PTSD and mental health. But PTSD is so broad that it touches so many different aspects of someone's life. Whether you've been diagnosed with PTSD or not, you may have PTSD and not know it. You may have a level of PTSD that doesn't disable you or make it so that you're eligible for certain kinds of benefits within VA, but it still may impact your life in a very real way. And so we've tried to develop materials that address all the different aspects that PTSD touches in
okay.
one's life.
Now, you talk about developing them, and obviously a key role that you play is kind of the research that goes into developing them. What does that look like? How do you research something to develop an app?
So it looks a lot. So it can look different depending on what's being investigated. But for example, we have partners that are really interested in smoking cessation. We know that smoking prevalence is higher in veterans than in the general population, and so they maybe were interested in some aspect of smoking and knew that an app would be a way to reach people that might not come in for care, that might not want to be part of a smoking cessation clinic, that might not be comfortable talking with their doctor about it, but they might pick up an app. And so all of that kind of research feeds an idea, mm-hmm. and then somebody gets a passion for creating a product around that, and then we help them design that product and then get it all the way to the point where it's in the app store and anybody can download it.
So you all don't design the apps necessarily. Is it that someone else? Okay, you do.
We do. So we play in, we have different partners that play different roles in building the app. So we've worked with teams in Boston, for example, the Boston VA, that are very
right.
interested in alcohol reduction, and they had their own web-based program for helping veterans reduce their alcohol use, those that have problem alcohol use. And then we help them take that and then convert it into a mobile app that we think people will actually use. So we take it, we try to make the design something that's usable, something that we feel like veterans can easily interact with, know how to use right off the bat without having to go through a training
program.
Right. So yeah, we play a role in designing, building, maintaining, and doing the research. So we kind of do soup to nuts when it comes to mobile apps.
Now, when we talked to, when we interviewed Dr. McGee last week, we were talking about the fact that some of these apps can be used, or kind of the research you all do applies to more than just veterans. I mean, PTSD is a thing. It's not a veteran thing.
Right.
But with that in mind, does that mean that you all's research includes people outside of the veteran community, or do you only limit your research to veterans?
Well, we primarily do research on veterans, but we... you know, we do have family members that have been involved in a lot of our studies. We've recently made a push to try to involve family. You know, we know that, you know, you may spend an hour, if you're lucky, an hour a week with a mental health provider, but you're going to spend 24/7 with your significant other or with your family, and they have a vested interest in helping people recover from PTSD. So we're trying, we've done studies more recently where we involve family members and we ask them everything about their experience of living with a veteran with PTSD. And then we try to take that information and then design an app that will better meet their needs.
Right.
And so that's what we've tried to do.
Now, how do you, I know this is probably not the easiest question in the world, but you do all this research, you design an app and you put the app out there. How do you come back later and go, man, that app really worked. We did a good job. What's the mark or what's the measure for that?
Well, I think there are a lot of different things that we look at, and it's tough because, so for example, we look at the reviews in the App Store. We pay very close attention to those. We look at the ratings that people give the app. We've tried to set up systems to make it easy for people to give us feedback. Mm-hmm. So we try to disseminate or let people know about how to reach us. So mobilementalhealth@va.gov, that's how you can reach us.
And that's the email address. They can email you.
Okay. And so, as you're using an app, we try to make that very visible so that if you have any feedback, we get that directly, because that's really important to us. If we don't get the feedback both from veterans or family members and providers, we don't know how we're doing.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that makes it challenging, but also I think that's really important for veterans to understand, is that VA has very tight restrictions about what kind of information we can collect from these kinds of applications. So while we do collect information about how apps are used so that we can know, you know, are there certain sections of the app that people just don't find useful, et cetera, we don't collect any personal information. We don't collect any identifying. We are prohibited from collecting that kind of information.
Right.
So we don't.
Right.
And so it makes it harder, more difficult for us to evaluate our apps than, say, an app that comes out of Google or Facebook or Silicon Valley, because they, you know, they are tracking
they have
you
some
very
data.
Closely.
Yes, we all know.
And so we don't do that, which, you know, limits us in some ways, but I think is also a huge strength for us, because veterans can rest easy knowing that, you know, we value their privacy and we set these things up to make sure that their privacy is protected.
And so basically what that means for kind of the average user is if I click on the blue page, you can see that I clicked on the blue page, so you know that I'm going there, but you don't know anything about what I put there, what I'm typing, and those types of things.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, good. How many apps have you guys done so far? Do you know?
We've done about 24 apps that have been released to the public. Now, that's across iOS and Android.
Okay.
We have several apps that are in development that we hope to release in the next few months. And
are you allowed to talk about any of those?
Sure. Yeah. We have, you know, one of them is Mindfulness Coach for iOS. It's an update to our existing Mindfulness Coach app that should be coming out soon. We have an Insomnia Coach app that's designed for people with sleep problems that's we're testing right now, so it's not available to the general public, but we hope will be available soon. And then we have an update to our Family Coach app. It's called PTSD Family Coach, but it is designed for friends, family members, and providers who who care for a veteran with PTSD or anybody with PTSD.
Right, right.
And it has all the tools and features in there to kind of help you know that you're not alone, to better understand what that looks like,
right,
and to give people tools and resources for coping with that and finding an additional support.
Right.
We also have apps that we're working on right now for military sexual trauma survivors. And we have a couples app that we're working on that's probably still about a year away, but will be designed for you and your partner, significant other, or spouse,
right,
to improve communication.
As it pertains to military sexual trauma or anything?
No, this is designed for primarily for those with PTSD, but it really could be useful for anybody
just a communication
who deals
tool
with
all around
relationship issues, which is just about everybody.
I was gonna say, that's going to be a heavily downloaded app right there. So, no, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's very easy to say, or it's easy for some people to say, you know, oh, our mission is we take care of veterans. We all know that our mission is to serve veterans, but for you personally, not even for Dr. Owen, but for Jason, what's your mission? Like, what is it about this that makes you feel good when you go home?
Yeah. I think it's that what these do is it puts tools and resources in people's pockets, right? So the way I think of it is I think about all of the expertise, all of the knowledge that our mental health experts in the VA system and outside the VA system have. And we try to distill that down, take all of that vast experience, information, expertise, treatments, and try to put it in a form factor to make it accessible to everybody. So I think about it sort of like a democratization I think a pretty, intensive healthcare system and mental health care system. And people are afraid many times to interact with the mental health provider. What does it say about you?
Right.
How do you have a conversation with people you care about that? People don't want to admit that.
Absolutely.
So there's that huge barrier to reaching out for mental health care. And so I think we're trying to knock down those barriers.
Absolutely.
And I think we all, when we talk as a team, I think everybody has a point of reference, whether it's a brother or a sister, or you had personal military experience, or, I think about my grandfather and my father and their experiences. Would they use something like this?
Right, right, right.
And I don't know that my dad would.
Fair enough.
He has a hard time using the Maps app on his phone. But the younger veterans and those that have served more recently, I think this is very intuitive for them.
Now, that's actually kind of a good point. Is what is the and I don't know. And forgive me, I didn't pull up the app before we started talking. But is there kind of an age group or demographic that this caters to? Like, if I have a grandfather who served and, he's 80 and he gets on Facebook to see the grandkids or the great grandkids, is that the person that I put my phone in front of to use this app? Or is it more, I'm a veteran myself, so is it more catered to my generation of veterans, kind of that under 40? What are we talking about?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I mean, we really do, try to design these so that they are as simple and as easy to use as possible,
right,
so that your 80-year-old grandfather could pick it up and could figure out how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to help them figure out how to download an app.
Of course,
the App Store.
Right.
If you're on an iPhone,
you have to have a password.
Yes. And that trips people up.
Right.
It's the same with the Play Store for Android. But if you can get over that barrier, once you have an app and if you know how to interact with an app, I think these are pretty intuitive. So while that's going to be easier for younger veterans,
of course,
We certainly think these should be accessible to everyone. And I think that's the other thing about VA products that people have to appreciate is that they are designed for everyone,
know,
whether you have visual impairments or auditory impairments, or your eyesight is degrading with age,
right,
that these should still be able to work.
So you take all of that into account.
We do our best.
Okay. Now, do they work like most apps? You can put this on an iPad, maybe, mm-hmm, that's a little bit bigger for someone else, and they can use it that way, mm-hmm, as well, right?
That's true.
Okay. Or a tablet, I guess, an iPad,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what else is happening in your department? What other research? I know we talked about the few apps that are kind of coming, but Where do you see the future of what you all are doing, increased technology? I mean, what are you guys looking at right now?
Well, so we're looking at a lot of different things. We're looking at trying to to make better the apps that we already have. So reinvesting mm-hmm. in the products that we have so that we can, you know, because we've had success with those. We know that these are reaching a lot of people. We know that a lot of providers across the VA are using and like these apps. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make them even better. So that's a big focus for us.
Okay.
Another big focus is, you know, we get requests constantly from people around VA who are looking for an app to do A, B, C, or D. And so we try to take those as seriously as we can and try to think about whether we can make those happen or help facilitate those happening or help people to use what we've learned about how to create an app mm-hmm. In the VA system and how to help them do something similar. Mm-hmm. So pain, for example, is a big one that people are struggling with, both with the opioid epidemic and just in general, it's difficult to manage pain. And there's
right.
a huge behavioral, emotional, social component to pain. And so we think apps probably have a place for that,
okay.
but we don't have an offering for that. So
okay.
that's something you know, we're looking at. We're also looking at sort of intensifying our ability to, you know, to research these applications so that we can get data from them that will help us to make them better. And so that can look like a lot of different things. We're always looking for veterans to come in and help us.
Okay. So,
and what that means is doing what we call a user experience test, where they would come in, they wouldn't even have to come in to do this. They get an application, they look at it, they go through it with us, and you know, and we can compensate them a little bit for their time. And just having that feedback, even if it's, I really don't like this,
right.
is helpful because then we learn how to make that better.
Then you can
better.
Ask them why.
Right.
Right.
Right. So we like to collect that kind of information. We like to have people use the apps for some period of time, and then we will give them a survey before and after to see whether it changed their symptoms for mm-hmm. them or changed some aspect of their functioning. And then we always solicit their feedback in those kinds of studies too.
Okay.
So we're trying to increase the number of studies we're doing, but also to make these available. There are researchers all over the world who
right.
are interested in these.
Right.
And for many of them, they're looking at commercial applications that don't have, that are usually very protected and hard to use and hard to modify. And so we can give them an app where this is a public resource
right.
and they can use it, they can modify it, they can collect data from it, and then both of us are able to learn from that.
Well, I think that's one of the interesting things about, and I was talking with someone about this earlier, when it comes to VA and research just in general, is that because we're taxpayer funded, everything we do, we try to do it so everyone can use it. There's no patents on things. There's no copyrights on things. It's just, hey, we want as many people as possible to be able to access this thing.
That's right.
And it sounds like the apps are the exact same thing.
It is. You know, it's funny because we often will give presentations or talks or things like that in forums where there are commercial apps that are presenting in the same space. You know, there are a million mental health apps
of course,
out there.
Right,
there's some really
right.
great ones.
Right.
But none of them are able to say what we're able to say, which is this is completely private. It's completely free, and it's designed exclusively for veterans.
Right, right. I'm sure they love when you come after them and go, and ours is free.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they love that.
Right, right, right. So it's nice. It's nice. It's a nice position to be able to be in. You
absolutely.
Know, we're not sinking $1 million into the app, so they're not going to look the same as maybe a commercial app where that's the only thing that company is focused on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what we're able to offer offsets that very nicely.
Well, that's actually a good point. I didn't even think about that. For the listeners is, you know, so if they pull it up and maybe it looks not as fancy or not as sleek, it's probably good that they understand that you're not necessarily going for design, you're going for usability and effectiveness, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's both. I mean, I think when I open an app, certainly, I mean, you know, I'm someone who, you know, my eyes are relatively good. I'm getting older, I need reading glasses, but my eyes are relatively good.
Right.
I can see, I can hear an application. And so when I open what I think of as a really nice, slick commercial app, I'm
right.
likely to see an animation. I'm likely to see other things that I know that visually impaired users are not going to be able to see. And so I think we design apps from a different perspective. And so that's
yeah.
important for people to understand is
yeah.
that we're not going to try to wow you with flash, but we are going to try to give you the best content that is informed by science, that it's informed by evidence, right. and it's not just something a 17-year-old came up with in their garage, which is important.
Yeah, no, that's great, especially for this topic. So,
yeah,
no, that's good. Now, you mentioned that veterans can sometimes help with user testing and that type of stuff. How does one go about getting involved in that?
So they can just email us. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in learning more to shoot us an email at mobilementalhealth@va.gov, okay. and we'll get back to you and try to hook you up.
Okay. And just to be clear, the mobilementalhealth@va.gov is not, because I asked this question before, off of the podcast to someone else, but it is not for veterans to send like, "Hey, I have this issue. Can you help me?" It is not a treatment line. It's not an advice line. It's very specific to the apps and the using of them and the testing and that type of thing. Correct.
That's right. Okay. That's right. We can't respond to clinical emergencies.
And, exactly.
You know. So.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we let people know that so they don't say. Well, I emailed the team and told them I was having this issue, and they never wrote me
back.
Absolutely.
If you have an issue that's specific to you or your situation, we strongly recommend you reach out to your provider.
Right.
If it's a general recommendation about an app, or you want to have a conversation with us about an app, or you want to be involved in research, shoot us an email. We'll get back to you as quick as we can.
Perfect. And one more time, it's mobilementalhealth@va.gov?
That's right.
Okay. And then where can they find all of the apps you guys have done so far?
So the best and easiest website to look at is myvaapps.com. The National Center for PTSD has an apps page. And so if you just Google National Center for PTSD apps, mm-hmm. that'll come up. And both of those websites will take you straight to either the Play Store or to the App Store, whichever device you have, whether it's iPhone or Android or whatever.
Right,
and then you can find all the apps that are available for you.
All free. 20 plus apps.
That's right.
And not only for veterans. Anyone can use these.
Anyone can use them.
Okay. Anything else that you want to put out there that we might have forgotten?
No, I'm grateful for the opportunity. This is great that you're doing this.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited and it's nice to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, no, this has been fantastic. And as a veteran myself, I think it's great that not only are we putting this stuff out there, but we're putting it out just in a way that people receive information. I mean, we are the government, and sometimes we get a bad rap for kind of always being behind the times. And so it's nice that you guys are doing work that's keeping up with what's going on and what's relevant. So.
Yeah, and there's nothing that makes me happier than to see a review in one of the stores that says, "I can't believe the VA put this out.
Exactly.
This is great."
Exactly.
I love that.
Kudos to you. Kudos to your team. Keep up the great work. Thank you for spending some time with us to talk about this. And as the new ones come out, let me know, and we'll bring them back on the show and tell everybody about them.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. So thank you all again for listening. As always, if you like the podcast, please rate us 5 stars. Subscribe to the podcast so you can get future shows. And if you really like what you hear, then tell a friend or tell a loved one to listen as well. Thank you.